Blog Talk Radio. If you're a jazz aficionado, you liked that tune. Me, I'm a melody man. I like all a jazzy sounds as long as it's melody. When guys go into improvisation, they lose me. Very sophisticated, you know. We got a situation here. Tea Party has put out a blog. It says, "Say what? Army veteran kicked out for being conservative? Can that be possible?" And then they have a picture of a Minuteman, and the Minuteman has six rules. I will not comply. I will not lie down. I will not go quietly. I will not submit. I will not roll over, and I will not shut up. Army Master Sergeant Nathan Summers first made headlines last year when he claimed he was forced out of the military due to his support of conservative social values. The veteran, described by Fox News as a decorated soloist within the Army Band Chorus, has since secured the services of an attorney to pursue a lawsuit against the Army. Yeah, well, it's more money coming out. Congress has enacted laws to protect the free expression of religious beliefs in the armed forces. His lawyer, John Wells, explained, "The Army band broke those laws, and they will be held accountable." Summers, this guy's been in for 25 years, so that makes him a lifer, was a perfect soldier, Wells noted, and received a commendation medal in addition to serving as the soloist during Betty Ford's funeral service. Nevertheless, when his superiors realized that Summers held certain religious and political views and was unafraid to openly express them, the suit alleges he faced a retaliation culminating with his retirement from the Army. For example, he was repeatedly forced to remove bumper stickers from his vehicle deemed critical of Barack Obama and the Democrat Party. The Army took no action against those soldiers with pro-Obama bumper stickers, Wells noted. He was also reprimanded for reading books by conservative authors, including Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. Read more at http://westernjournalism.com. A soldier's lawsuit claims forced retirement. And there's 227 views. Would you like to hear them? We'll give you some highlights. When does the U.S. Army Band start playing Le National instead of the Star-Spangled Banner? Oh, that's coming, man. That's coming. That will offend. That Star-Spangled Banner will offend. All it has to do is offend one communist, and the country must conform. Better still, instead of rendering Hail to the Chief when Obama enters the room, play Midnight in Moscow. Yeah, hail to the chief. Boy, the chief is in a lot of trouble tonight, isn't he? He's down there, he's playing Tarzan. Tarzan, he's giving away $47 million to Africa. Yeah, I'm sure the tribes will see it, won't they? After the head man takes his cut. Yeah. And this guy says, excellent post. And this is Lola. Lola Martin says, "Our military has to pray for strength. We the people back them. The regime wants to demean them, abuse them so they can have a monopoly with their militia, people that sell themselves just for crumbs of a little bread." Oh, no, they don't. They go for the Democrats are the best vote buyers in the nation. You got people coming from all over. The Caribbean, Latin America, Central America, just to get Obama phone. Isn't that something? Obama phone, and I just saw an ad says you can speak English in 2 weeks. So how about instead of Obama phone, we give everybody Rosetta Stone? Yeah. Amigo, si hablo aquí English. Master Sergeant Nathan Summers, don't worry. When the revolution is over and we are back to normal, we will give you that new teaching job for the new recruits in the new military. It is really sad. I wouldn't want to join the military today. This man is a true American. I don't want to be set up and end up in Fort Leavenworth like some of the guys that are over there. Some of the guys, like one guy that's there, his name is Asa. He's got a sad story. He was part of a three-man sniper team, and they were concealed watching a village. And a villager got too close to their concealed location, and his commanding officer jumped at the guy, held him on the ground, and ordered Asa to shoot him in the head. So Asa shot him in the head. So when they got back, the three of them were arrested, and two of them were charged in a court-martial in the States. And Asa was put on parade in Iraq to stand court-martial in an Iraqi court. And the two that went and got tried in the States were dismissed. And Asa got 15 years for premeditated murder. How's that? It gets better. He's in jail. Now, he's in jail. He's lost all his benefits as an employee of the government. He has no benefits. He has no medical coverage. He's got no health coverage. He's got no disability coverage. He's got no money coming in. All his benefits, his pension, everything is wiped out. There's only one problem. His wife and two kids are being punished also, because now the wife has no income to raise the two kids. And Asa is sitting in jail, so his wife, who is up in Alaska, sells her house, which is probably a shack, sells her house and hauls it down to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, to be with her husband. And she's going to get a job locally there, and she's going to work until her husband gets out of jail. Now, there's a lot of wrongs there, and I hope somebody is fighting for Asa. But the biggest crime that was committed was that he was sentenced by officers on a court-martial board that had no combat experience. You have never walked in that man's boots. You have never been afraid. You have never been under fire. And you're going to pass judgment on a guy who had to make a split-second decision? All of those munchkins that sat on that board with no combat experience should be shoved up on the front line tomorrow with no weapons, only a camera. Yeah, get a head-on picture of the bullet. Yeah, unbelievable, man. And that's what we're doing, and that's why nobody's joining. And that's what Obama wants, that when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. You think about that. When they lose, they win. You know why? Because they got an alternate plan, and everybody falls into the trap too. Regardless of what the moderate and commentator Bill O'Reilly says on the fact that Obamanation is a Muslim, O'Reilly lies when he says that the spin stops here. He is a moderate politically and spiritually blind. Well, I don't know if he's spiritually blind, but I would say he is a fence sitter. He will never, his feet will never touch the ground. And he's played it real coy, and he's made a lot of money doing so. Where guys like Glenn Beck, who opened up their heart and soul, they were immediately reduced to ashes. So O'Reilly knows the game better than anybody else, and that's what he's playing. So you have to take what he says with a grain of salt. One thing he is not a general. He has no military experience, and his trip to Central America doesn't count. But O'Reilly has done a lot of good for a lot of people, including supporting the troops. And he did a hell of a job on 9-1-1 when the slimy Red Cross tried to siphon off all of the sympathy money that was pouring into New York for the 9-1-1 victims, and the Red Cross was taking it for other projects. And O'Reilly caught them, and he shamed them on television and forced them to stay the course and take care of the 911 victims. Now, having said that, you should also know, do you know how much money the head of the Red Cross makes as a salary? $850,000 a year. Do you know how much money the head of the commanding officer of the Salvation Army makes as a salary? $24,000 a year. Who's committed to God and country? And if you ask any GI who served in World War II, who treated them the best, they will tell you it was not the Red Cross. The Red Cross used to charge them for coffee and donuts. The Salvation Army, the poor Salvation Army, gave it away for free. And when GIs complained, the Salvation Army doesn't charge us, you know what the answer back was? You don't need it where you're going. You don't need the money where you're going. How's that? So the next time they have the Red Cross ball with all the big highfaluters, I'll take a beer with the Salvation Army chick. Yeah, and you catch me hanging around the kettle. And speaking of kettles, Target threw the Salvation Army off their parking lots. Okay? So at Christmas time, you got to watch who persecutes the Salvation Army and punish them accordingly. And there's no greater punishment than a boycott. And if you mention a boycott to O'Reilly, he will tell you, I'm against boycotts. Everybody is against boycotts that doesn't want to be boycotted. But boycotts do work. Just ask all of the people in Selma, Alabama. For years they were treated bad, and one day they walked in, one of those gentlemen walked into a hardware store and said, you know, Mr. Hardware Store Owner, I've been buying here, my family's been buying here for 20 years, and you treat me like dirt. I'm not going to buy from you anymore. Oh, wait a minute, we can straighten this out. We can work something out. Yeah, and that's what you do. Boycotts work. And to think, and here's another one by historian, that's the guy's handle, and to think that only 4 years ago, the few of us that were asserting that there was a political purge of our military was shunned and labeled as loonies. Communists have it all down, man. They've been subjugating people since they murdered the Romanov children and founded the Bolshevik Party. And Jimmy from Brooklyn tells me tonight that the Bolshevik Revolution, before it came to power, the Russians were moving to a democratic state, and the communists took over and subdued the Democrats, just like they took over the Democrat Party. And now the only ones left in that party are communists. You can't be Catholic and be in the Democrat Party, man. It's the party of sin. It's a flag-burning party. It's a baby-killing party. It's a dope-selling party. You can't be in that party and be a Catholic. Well, now the storm is upon us, and we, the loonies, are no more. The purge is underway. That is what communists do. They purge. My friends, you got to stop saying liberal. You got to stop saying progressive. You got to get down to the nitty-gritty. These people are communists. They are doing the work of the Communist Party. And communism is all over the world. It is in every Latin American country. Nicaragua is run by communists. And God knows what other countries. But I remember when we first went into Iraq, and I thought the Iraqi people were going to have it made, man, because I'd been in Kuwait. There was only 2 million Kuwaitis, and they got all kinds of money coming from oil. They got future generations funds. There are only 2 million Kuwaitis. Everybody can be an ambassador to another country. You know, you got your neighbor next door, he's the ambassador to China, and the neighbor next door to him is the ambassador to Malaysia. You know, they don't have to work. They don't have to work. They have servants. They lost all their servants when Saddam came, because their servants at that time were Palestinian. And the word is that the Palestinians knew Saddam was coming, and they transferred their money out of Kuwait. So when the Kuwaitis got their country back, and remember, they were all on the outsides looking in, and the Iraqi troops were busy raping their wives and daughters in the Kuwait Zoo. And not only that, Saddam was starting to make the Kuwaitis disappear. And for every Kuwaiti and their family who got dragged out of a house, they got replaced with an Iraqi family. And Saddam had had his way. A year later, you would go there and you'd be saying, I'm looking for Mr. Fulan. And he'd say, I'm Mr. Fulan. And that would have been it. There would have only 2 million of them. He could have got rid of them easy. So if it wasn't for Uncle Sam, there'd be no Kuwait there today. I know they called it the coalition of the willing. The only people willing are our underpaid military guys. And when they go, we go. So the purge is underway. That is what the communists do. They purge. Not only can logically deny the military purge, no one can logically deny the military purge. Not many people have learned to recognize the national teacher purge of our education system. A lot of people still believe the rhetoric of the left that when they talk about purging bad teachers, but bad is an opinion word. The left never elaborates on what bad is. Maybe, just maybe, bad means conservative, and we get duped by it. But unlike the military purge, it will not be long before it is too undeniable. Never doubt that there are other purges on the way. That is what communists do. They purge. They do, and they purge their own. And the only safe communist is the one that's on top, and he's the richest. We are a newly forming Marxist country. I just typed in an opening to the show, and I said, you know something? What did they say we got? An 8% unemployment rate, but if you count the people that are not going back to work, they can't find jobs, it's really 12%. And then we got 30% on welfare. Well, wouldn't that make it a 42% unemployment rate? Well, there's elderly. Okay, so just subtract 5 points. We got a 37% unemployment rate in this country? Who can carry that? Here's another comment by Sir Williams. The crosses are being taken down across military bases. In veterans' cemeteries, they are told they could not have religious ceremonies and it might upset someone else walking through the cemetery. We have a godless White House. Obama believes in nothing but his arrogant self. He is someone you would never want in a foxhole. You want to know something? You wouldn't want to send him for ammo either. Obama is a coward. He is a coward. And speaking of cowards, I have a friend that I grew up with. We're from the 50s. We're from real rock and roll, when it was all American, when black guys could sing. Yes, we're from the doo-wop days. And this girl was typical of 50s, and she used to wear the bobby socks and the brown and white shoes, and she had a crinoline with the poodle. And I notice that she's kind of liberal. And so I always stay away from when she sends me an email and it's liberal. I don't respond to it because I don't want to ruin our relationship. But we both have a common friend who was a real conservative, and he doesn't talk to her anymore. Now, I won't go to that extreme. But I got an email, and it says, we have something to tell you. So go on Facebook. So I go on Facebook, and I got a sign up, like a poster, and it says, the Republican Congress unanimously agrees that Barack Obama had nothing to do with Benghazi, and that the only one, everybody knows it, and the only one who doesn't is Fox. And it just blew me away. I had to come back. And when I see her propaganda, I just pass. I don't want to ruffle the relationship. But when I saw that Obama is not responsible for Benghazi, and he had nothing to do with keeping the troops from going, that's all a bunch of crap. He is the commander in chief of the United States military. He is the number one go-to guy when it comes to defending and protecting his oath to protect the country. And he is fully responsible for Benghazi. And he cannot have a Pontius Pilate finger bowl. He is responsible. And he let those guys die. Does anybody know what he was doing that night? Some people say he was playing cards. How can you play cards when you got guys calling for help? Do you think those SEALs up on that roof actually believed they weren't going to see at least one jet fly by and kick in the afterburners? Do you think those SEALs were hopelessly defeated psychologically on that rooftop? He murdered those SEALs, and so did Hillary Clinton, and they lied and they covered it up, and they must be called to account. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the commander of any battlefield who leaves the battlefield and who goes coward is subject to a court-martial and a firing squad. He is the commander-in-chief, and they can't even tell you if he said, "Don't bother me." They can't even tell you if he was in the situation room watching those guys die in real time with the drone in the sky that they claim was unarmed. They claim it was unarmed. Okay? They claim they couldn't get there. There was an admiral who was told to stop going. There was a general that was relieved on the spot. He was told to hand his phone over to the second in command. There are two witnesses who lived from the top of that ambush, that assault. And we've only spoken to one. And every witness that was there has been made to sign an NCND. You know what an NCND is? It's something that you do in business where you have a lead and you share it with somebody. You make them sign an NCND that they won't go around you to that customer. That's what NCNDs are used for. They have never been used to do what Obama did to these guys. So, and not only that, I put up a picture with my complaint, with my readdressing the situation, and I said he left them up there to die. And so did Hillary, phony blood clot Clinton. And then I put my picture up there, not of me, but a picture of an Army officer in dress blues on his knees handing a flag to a young boy fighting tears, and that flag is what he got for his father. His father is gone, died fighting for this country. It's the most humbling photo you will ever see. So we got a lot of work to do because there's a lot of people out there. They have their heads up there about Obama. And they don't want to hear anything. They don't want to see anything. They have no idea that there's a war going on and they're in it. And the reason they have no idea is because nobody's come into their house and cut their throat. That nobody has thrown a bomb in their supermarket. And nobody has exploded at a rock concert. But those days are coming. And you want to know what's even worse than that that's coming? Nukes. This is going to be a nuclear war. The gunpowder is obsolete. The next war is nuclear. And if they go chemical, they can go into Nigeria and get all of the Boko Haram people will give them all the Ebola they need. So we got a war coming, and I heard Mark Levin tonight. He's calling for a B-52 rain down on the IS people who are slaughtering helpless people, men, women, and children. They're going after the Kurds. The Kurds have been so persecuted in Saddam's time, and now they're being persecuted again. And all they want to do is live a good life and drill for oil. They got oil. They got plenty of oil, and they were moving ahead. But unfortunately, they're not strong enough. And to quote the greatest president that we ever had and our first one, in times of peace, prepare for war. And that's you can't go wrong with that axiom. So, having said that, we're going to take a break, and I'll give you a tune, and the crosses are being taken down. We got, you know what? You want to do something about it? A lot of people are patriotic. They fly the flag. You know what you do? Fly the flag and put a cross next to it. Let them know you're God and country people. Let's see if we can find you a nice tune here to make your day. Oh, you're going to like that. I'm dedicating this tune to the pro-choice people. It's our body people.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby, you're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing?
That's so touching. I really feel like a full-blooded American tonight. There's another Tea Party blog that says Chipotle goes full-tilt commie, apparently on the bags that they bag your food with. They're putting communist sayings on it. So here's a couple of comments. Isn't that what about one-third of Americans have been doing for years? Collecting welfare and food stamps. I think it's third and fourth generation welfare recipients. I got to tell you something, man. You make me president, everybody's got a job. There'll be no welfare. You'll only have a job. Even if you're sick in bed, you'll have a job. And you'll get taken care of. You'll get paid for that job. But you're going to have a job. Because there ain't nothing coming in, man, except what you earn. Yep. So, having said that, let's see what else. Here's another guy, Charles Allen Shaw, says, unfortunately, my family and I ate once at Chipotle in Destin, Florida. Now that I know they have communist leanings and belief, never again will I eat there. So the store thinks they should give the customers something thoughtful so the customers feel engaged. Why? So they can spread their communist manifesto propaganda? Why do these people think being a commie is fashionable? Communist regimes historically were nothing more than brutal dictatorships. The man on top always kills the guys around him, too, the guys that helped him there. Look what Fidel Castro did to Che Guevara. Huh? He dropped a dime on him. You can't prove that. I can't. You're right. I just know the heart of man. Millions died ruled by the Red Star. The communist regimes are ruled by the upper-class elite, kind of like what Obama wants. Yes, they want the customers to feel engaged. When crap finally does hit the fan, and it will, the customers and the commies may be engaged in battle. Yeah, oh, you know, with Obama's tutor, Bill Ayer says, he knows that there's 25 million Americans that will never bow down to the hammer and sickle. And he says they have to be killed. They have to be liquidated. So if you're feeling patriotic, somebody's watching you and writing your name down. And don't be surprised if you get an IRS visit before you get arrested. They may want to take your net worth before they put you in the camp, the re-education camp. Here's pro-life news. Officials find missing couple who wanted surrogate to abort twin baby with Down syndrome. That's a story. I don't know if you saw it or not. I think they went, they were Australian. They went, I think, maybe to the Philippines or maybe to Thailand. And they had a surrogate mother, and she got impregnated, and she had twins. She had, I think, twin girls. And one was perfectly normal, and the other one had Down syndrome. So the couple that wanted the babies only took one and left the Asian Pacific girl with the Down syndrome baby. And she took care of it. She loved it like a mother. How's that, man? Aborted quadruplet babies die with their arms around each other. That's the second incident I've seen. The other ones were born, and when they were delivered, one baby had its arm around the other one. That's a very touching scene. I mean, that's the hand of God, man. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have a chapter devoted to pro-life. It's called Save the Kids. And the picture I have, you might have seen this picture. A doctor was doing an operation of a baby in the womb. He made it like, I guess, a C-section, and he brought out the placenta that the baby is housed in. Or he had access to the baby, and he cured the spina bifida problem, and he was suturing up the mother, and he had his hand near the stomach, and a hand reached out and grabbed his finger, and just as that happened, the photographer snapped it in a split millisecond and caught the picture, and it's so moving. I made that the cover picture for my chapter on Save the Kids. Yep. So, Planned Parenthood Awards activist who said women should have sex in Hobby Lobby. How's that? We're becoming animals, man. Every time I turn on the TV at night, especially when it's dark, you know, after 10 o'clock, 11, 12, all the women are being murdered. Vampires are sucking everybody. People, deformed people, the zombies are all out there. Whatever happened to the Sound of Music? Whatever happened to Mary Poppins? Oh, don't you remember what happened to Mary Poppins? She got caught in a sex scandal, and they blew her away. They blew her image away. That's one of the things that Democrats do. You know, right now, there's probably reward money in the millions for anybody who can bring down Tim Tebow because they don't like the symbol of a man's man. They don't like the symbol of a spiritual man. They don't like the symbol of a nice guy. No. They don't like the symbol of a winner. And I'll bet you there's $1 million out there riding on anybody who can bring down Tim Tebow. Whether you shoot him up with heroin or you engage him in an abnormal act, anything. Man, that tomorrow the all the news would be off the front page. All the news, all of the TV stations, everything would be off the front page. Tim Tebow in a scandal. What about the Russians just took another country? Tim Tebow in a scandal. Unbelievable, man. You know, we might have to do, we might have to book them, Dano. It's a good episode today on TV. A New York Times reporter was reporting on the Israelis in Gaza. And he was with the Palestinians. He was on the Palestinian side. And he said that there was no aggression coming from the Palestinians that he could see. And a block away, an Indian from India, a TV team was filming Hamas setting up a rocket launching a site a block away. And they did it under the cover of a tent, you know, a big tent. So from the sky, it just looks like you know, it's another tent. And they were right in a hotel area and a neighborhood, you know, a heavily populated neighborhood area. Now, I don't know if you know anything about artillery rounds, but when one comes in, I'll give you an example. Harry Truman was a captain in the artillery in World War I, and he was in command of an Irish artillery team, okay? Most of the guys were Irish. And the routine was you fire, and then you get out of action real quick, and you relocate, because by the time you fire, the enemy then starts to plot the return fire based on the trajectory and azimuth or whatever that those rounds come in at. So they can pretty much pinpoint the site you fired from. So they were waiting for horses to the caissons to pick up the cannon, and the caisson were late, and the artillery team broke and ran for cover. And Harry Truman called them a bunch of cowardly Irish bastards. And you know what they did? They went back and stood their position. All is fair in love and war, man. Whatever wins, wins. So these guys, they're setting up, and you know that once they fire those rounds, that the Israelis are going to fire back. So they're drawing the fire on innocent Palestinians, and they don't care. Hamas doesn't care how many Palestinians die as long as their cause wins. But what Hamas doesn't realize is that Iran, who's soon to have a nuke, they don't care how many Hamas die, because their goal is to get Israel. And if they got to lose all of Palestine to take out all of Israel, they're going to do it. So these guys are all dead man walking. Let's see what John Bolton says. He says, the world has descended into chaos under Obama. I saw him tonight on Greta. He was ticked off, man. He was totally ticked off. Obama's like the kid that nobody gets along with, so he takes his football so nobody can play. Let's see what John Bolton says. Oh, they're only playing him on a video clip. Okay, well, he was real hot. He says Obama has blown it. So did Ali North. He also said Obama has, he would screw up a free lunch. Our border convoy team now has a source from inside DHS that is confirming the Obama invasion continues to accelerate with a dramatic increase in the number of illegals coming over and being fast-tracked into American society. In the past 2 weeks that the media is not reporting, my friends, forget about the media. Forget about all the communist networks, ABC, Always Be Communist, NBC, Nothing But Communist, CNN, the Communist News Network. Who'd I leave out? CBS, the Communist Broadcasting System. Do not trust National Public Radio. They are all tools of the Communist Party. There is a Communist Party. It used to be the Democrats. It's now the Communist Party. They control the media. They control your mind. If you want to have a free mind, man, you got to step outside the box, because you're in a box and you don't know it, and you're brainwashed, and it's not your fault, because it's been done to you and drummed into you for as many years as you've been on this planet. Our contact tells us that the feds are now skirting even the flimsy processing standards and are rushing people through the federal facilities and right into mainstream America. Our Liberty News will be issuing a full breaking news report on this development. The illegals at many of the U.S. processing facilities have access to such amenities as big-screen TVs and swimming pools. One facility costs $2 billion and serves as a transit point for Team Obama's catch-and-release program. He's going to be impeached, folks. And you know what? Any rhino that says that the Democrats made up this impeachment story to raise money, they may be raising money, but he's getting impeached, and it's going to be the Tea Party people that lead the way. And that's why he knows the Tea Party's a threat, and that's why they're not going to get tax-exempt status. But every communist front group in the United States, according to Jimmy from Brooklyn, has tax-exempt status. At 11 a.m., we are holding a press event at the bus station in McAllen, where illegals by the thousands have been dropped off and mainstreamed into American society. Eric says 10 networks have already confirmed. This will be a major opportunity to get our story out, the truth of the Obama invasion. Then later in the day, Eric and the border convoy team are going to hold a rally outside the $2 billion federal processing facility, with more events to follow. We need help. I established a stretch goal for our border convoy stop the invasion campaign. We just passed our original goal of 50,000, but we still need 9,000 to reach the stretch goal. So there, it's called, if you Google stretch goal, you may find these guys. A border convoy /stop, you may find them. Second, if you haven't done already, please sign the Stop the Invasion, Stand for America partition. And here are some of the comments. This has been his plan. Little does he know that the Lord has him on a string like a puppet. Bring about his own plan.
When I agree totally that Obama has nudged us over the precipice, it took years of Republican, Democrat, Marxist, progressive, liberal, communistic, Islamic planning to accomplish the chaotic state of the world today, particularly in the United States. The one thing that you and I are not aware of is how strong communism is in individual countries. Every country has a communist party. Every country has a communist party. It is true that Obama was picked a very long time ago to take America down. His actions are sheer madness mixed with dictatorial guile, but nevertheless pre-planned by sources far out of the spotlight of world intrigue. Yet most Americans haven't a clue. After I seen that girl that I've known all my life be such a left-winger, I am totally convinced, and I got relatives that are way off the wall. As a matter of fact, I used to think they were Democrats, but they're not. They're communists. One of them told me we don't need aircraft carriers. Imagine that. We don't need aircraft carriers, he said. And he used to be a capitalist. Unbelievable. And then he had some hard times in business, and he became a communist. And now he's coming back, and he's a capitalist again. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, and this one blows my mind. He says there are stages of communism, like the Bolshevik Revolution. And then they have a next stage of progressiveness, and then a next stage. And he says, the one stage that nobody realizes is they have to have a capitalistic stage in order to raise money to do what they got to do. So he always says to me that there's a capitalistic stage in the communist movement that has to come. And when he looks at the different groups, he sort of predicts where they're at. And he's disillusioned with Mike Savage, because Mike Savage is defending Putin. And he called me, he says, did you see what Mike Savage had on today? And I said, no. I think he said, I forget what the guy's name was, Bernie Cohen, I think, or something like that. He goes, this guy's a Marxist. Now, I don't even know who he is, but Jimmy knows. If you give him a name, he'll tell you. And he goes, he's married to Vanderhoeven. And I saw Vanderhoeven when she was first on Fox. And she's a nut job. And she is a lefty. We are under the gun, folks. And we are now the minority in this country. And you don't believe me? Who won the last election? Who won the election before? The communists. You want me to play Having My Baby again? Eh? Okay, I'll play Hey Baby. We're doing babies tonight.
I'm
talking about Chipotle Goes Full Tilt Commie. This is from a guy named Carlos Ramos. Einstein has not been disproven. For every action, there is a reaction. Nothing is sustainable. Like a silly Hollywood movie where space gun buzz and blast without need of any power or force. Gangsters' ammo runs out after 1 hour of shooting. And Chipotle will stay in business by giving away free food and no one pays because they're giving more than they receive. Yeah, right. The Brooklyn Bridge is still for sale and it's in my backyard. You want to buy it? I'll take two. I'll take two. I'm a gullible New Yorker. Make it three. I'll take three Brooklyn Bridges. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And that's from a Latino. Just like that Latino Marine that stood up against Hamas in down in Washington, D.C. with two flags, an American flag and an Israeli flag. Nobody there from Israel, but one Latino Marine. Now, don't you think he's Jesus' best friend? Yeah. And that's why the streets are guarded with Marines, because Jesus knows who counts. Okay. So, speaking of Latinos, we'll do a little Hey Senorita. If you went out tomorrow in the street and did one of those surveys like Hannity does, and you ask people, are we in a war? What do you think they tell you? What do you think 90% of the people in this country would say? Oh, we're not in a war. We got some. I said, do you know how this we got into this war? Something we must have done. Do you know where the World Trade Center is, or as I call them, the Clinton Towers? There was something. I remember. Yeah, there was something. Do you know there's 60,000 Americans putting their lives on the line that could be shot in the back by Afghanis tomorrow? And they're all putting their lives on the line for you. And you don't even know what's going on. What do you think's going to happen when you come out of your house one day and Russian tanks are coming down the street and Chinese soldiers are directing traffic? You think it's going to be a parade? Oh, that could never happen here. Rule number one, you must never forget this rule. Never can happen happens all the time. We were never touched before on American soil. Pearl Harbor was the closest.
And then we took a direct hit in New York City, and the Pentagon couldn't even defend itself. They didn't even have a Stinger missile sample in any of the offices. Fiorello LaGuardia, when he was mayor, at the onset, I believe, of World War II, he had machine guns on rooftops in this city. We weren't ready. We used to have a ship in Stapleton Port that had a 450-mile radar sweep, and it had missiles capable of shooting down planes. It was called the Normandy. And Chuck Schumer said, we didn't need it. It's too warlike. I don't know if he said that, but he voted against it, and they sent it back to Norfolk, Virginia, where the whole fleet is tied up now. And I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I think two or three Christmases ago, seven aircraft carriers were all tied together during Christmas down in Virginia. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it's true, we haven't learned Bookus. We haven't learned Bookus. It was a sad one today. They showed the Iraqi parliament having a meeting, and an Iraqi Yazidi, a member of parliament, that breaks down in parliament. And you know what? She's not talking tough. She's not talking, we got to fight back. She's begging for mercy. She's got, I believe, 30,000 Yazidi families are up on Sinjar Mountain, and they have no food or water, and babies are dying. And while she's talking, the Speaker of the Senate is telling her that she's diverting from the topic she said she was going to talk about. So he's trying to shut her up. Iraqi Kurdish MP from the ancient Yazidi faith, Vian Dakhil, gave a very emotional appeal in the Iraqi parliament while in tears to rescue the Yazidis of Iraq from being exterminated by the Wahhabi terrorist group. You can't tell me Saudi money is not behind these guys. You know, it's like corporations here. Speaking of corporations here, no corporation should be politically involved in anything while doing business. They should not be involved. Don't take sides. You stay out of it. If you're going to take sides, you're going to pay. And that's not good for business. As a businessman, I don't want to lose a dollar. And if you think that you can go and sponsor a communist and get away with it, it's not going to happen. There'll be a payback day for you. And it'll come in the form of a boycott, which is formally known as the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. That's a fancy French name. Yeah, so it makes them sound legit, you know. They're butchers. That's what they are. She states that 500 Yazidi men have been slaughtered by ISL. Did you ever see the pictures of these? You got to take a look at these pictures, because one day you're going to be in that conga line. If you don't take your country back, you're going to be eating dirt on a roadside somewhere. And that, you don't think that can happen to you. Oh, this can't happen in the United States, you know? And that Yazidi women are being taken as slaves and sold in the slave market. Look, they got a slave market. You don't think there's a slave market here in the United States? You think that all of these kids that are coming in are being treated right? You think all of these immigrants that are coming from Eastern Europe are all being treated right? You don't think some of them are being sucked up and hooked on drugs and put into white slavery, as they used to call it? She also mentions that ISIL is besieging the Sinjar Mountain, where 30,000 Yazidi families reside, while depriving them of food and water. You know, Obama has a knack for not supplying protection to Christian people. But the worst one who murdered a lot of people is Bill Clinton. He murdered 700,000 Africans, 800,000, 900,000 Africans. He murdered them, man. He had the power to stop it, and he murdered them because it was a political decision. Now, what do you think Bill Clinton's going to say to God when he gets there? Why did you let my people die? Why did you let my creation be destroyed?
whether it's one kid or a whole ethnic group of people. You're going to burn, man. You're going to burn. And if you've ever seen a volcano, that's nothing. Yeah, the Yazidis are a Kurdish ethno-religious community representing an ancient religion that is linked to Zoroastrianism. They live primarily in the Nineveh province of northern Iraq. There is a Broadway show called Kismet. And there's two tunes that come to mind when I think of it. It's all about Baghdad. Don't underestimate Baghdad. That's a tune. Another one is Not Since Nineveh. That's another tune. But the tune that bugs me the most is Was I Wazir? I Was. And it talks about the torturing of people. It's a Broadway show. When I was, when the court musician lost his grasp and let his flute begin to rasp, who had him bitten by an asp? And I hacked and hacked his inner cleft. And let me tell you something, man, these people don't change. They do not change. And I don't see anything good in the Muslim religion. Sorry, I wouldn't want to be one, not even with the incentive of the four brides. For a while there, I was hot on the four brides. Our president is okay with this. Do you doubt that he would also be okay with it if it was happening in our country? I was in Kuwait with men at a Diwaniya, and we're all talking, and all these men are talking about how they dominate their women and how they keep them in line. And I just said to them, and they're looking at me like, you American. I said, they said to me, what do you think of Hillary Clinton? I said, I think she wears the pants in the family. Oh, they thought that was hilarious. And then as they were joking about how they keep their women in line, I just made one comment that I learned a long time ago. When the wife is not happy, this is what I said. I said, there's a saying in America, when the wife is not happy, no one is happy. And you had to see their facial expressions, like they all got a flashback, that maybe they're really not the dominant power. I do not believe that God will save the people of the United States of America due to our allowing so much evil to prevail over his will. If we are to be saved, then it will be by our own merit. Perhaps God sees that we are actually fighting against the evil. Then he might wield his power to assist us. You know, a lot of people talk about the hand of God on D-Day. Those guys were seasick on those ships because there was rough seas. And one day, out of a month of storms, and God did his water routine, and those ships were able to land. And think about this. There was enough firepower with Panzer divisions that were outside of Calais that could have hustled over and blown away all the GIs on the beach. It would have been a turkey shoot. It would have made Dunkirk look like a walk in the park. But because Hitler was on drugs and in bed and were not allowed, nobody was allowed to wake him to get a decision, America got a foothold. Could that be the hand of God? And here's another one. This one blew my mind. The British fleet in the War of 1812, outraged that the Americans had burned the Congress in Canada, the Congress building in Canada, sailed into a Baltimore harbor on September the 11th, and they marched into Washington. And they got there, the Americans didn't have time to evacuate. In the White House, the food was still hot on the table. And the British burned Washington. The British burned Washington. And a hurricane put the fire out. And the next day, as the British were retreating, it was the hottest day
in like 50 years. It was like 110 degrees, and more British soldiers died of heat stroke than had died in battle. They cannot count up. So here's what they're saying. Heartbreaking pleas. Please, God, help the Kurds and the Yazidis people. They cannot count on America with this administration. Poland is also shaking with the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Obama wants our country in chaos. There is something sinister afoot. I'm going to tell you something. I say it in my book, The Spirit of America Party. It takes a long time for Americans to wake up and get ticked off. But when they get ticked off, you don't want to be around. And I just definitely, I hope we never see that day. I hope that this guy folds up like a cheap suit and blows away. But I'm afraid he's not. He's leaving his mark, and it's a communist Marxist mark. He has been hand-fed and raised and breastfed from communist breasts, and he is going to take this country down. He thinks he's rebuilding it, but he's taking it down. And you'll know it when the blacks realize it. And already conservative blacks and religious blacks are starting. I'm not talking about the Reverend Wrights and the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons, which seem to be the three that run the entire black world, along with the guy down in the NAACP. But that's it, man. There are a lot of ministers in black neighborhoods who are appalled by what he's doing. And I, you know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for Ben Carson, because he could be the man of tomorrow. But he's going to have a tough time. He's going to have a tough time, because they're going to be so mad at Obama, they're going to see color. They're going to see color. And that's not right. Now, a corrupt president is a Muslim terrorist also. He don't give a crap about us Americans at all. He lets our border stay wide. I think the most embarrassing time of his office was when he went to Europe and he stood in front of the Germans and denounced the United States. And you know what he did? The Germans have a great relationship with America. He rubs salt in old wounds to bring those welts back up again. He's let our borders stay wide open, and God knows what's coming in. We got to throw this traitor ass out of our country. You know what? It's about votes. Everybody's afraid they're going to lose the Latino vote if they close the border. Let me tell you got to do what's right, not what's politically correct. And until we learn how to do what's right instead of what's politically correct, and we will be admired by all races and ethnic groups if we do what is right. Because they know what is right. I'm sure that the Latino that stood for Israel, the only American to stand up for Israel, I'm sure he has a philosophy about coming in the right way, and if you come in the wrong way, make amends. You know, be glad you're here, but don't break the law. Obama has no problems with flooding America with Mexicans. He's not flooding them with Mexicans. This Mexican president is getting a pass. This Mexican president has got to be held up to ridicule. We should be calling for his overthrow. We should be planting the seeds for his overthrow. He is robbing his people, chasing them over the border to get more money. He's chasing drugs over the border. And, of course, who's buying the drugs? The Americans who are killing the Mexicans. Because every time you light up a joint, you kill a Mexican. And they covered up the biggest slaughter in Mexico when the guns are from Obama and Eric Holder got into Mexico. Eric Holder armed narco-terrorists. They went around cutting heads off. They had time to cut up people in little pieces. They had torsos, a room full of torsos in one town. They had a room full of arms in one town, a room full of legs, and the heads were out on the street corners. There's no difference between a narco-terrorist in Mexico and an ISI in Iraq. They're both brutal,
and they're both murderers. And Obama is letting MS-13, there are 10,000 MS-13 gang members in California. That is, 10,000 is probably a regiment. And they all got guns. And they didn't fill out the form, Mr. President. And Obama is on the sides of the Muslims doing the genocide. What is really sad was really shocking. In Afghanistan, there is a tribe called the Hazara people. And I believe they're Shiite. And because the more dominant neighbors were Sunni, I believe that's the way it goes. I could have my sex mixed up. S-E-C-T-S. They wiped out a whole Hazara town, every man, woman, and child. And as Muslims, you know, they're always teaching, oh, the Quran, oh, yeah, we're very tolerant. We have to bury our dead by sundown. They left all of these Hazaras to be eaten by dogs. They didn't even show respect for the dead. So these people are 7th century people. Oh, here's somebody commenting. Nineveh, isn't that the place God sent Jonah and they repented, so God decided to spare them? I know what else he wants to say. He made a mistake. He should have killed them all. No, I don't know. More from Dreams of My Father. Oh, this guy is quoting Dreams of My Father. I found a solace in nursing a pervasive sense of grievance and animosity against my mother's race. There is more. There was something about him that made me wary. A little too sure of himself, maybe, and white. Hussein writes in Dreams of My Father that it remained necessary to prove which side you were on, to show your loyalty to the black masses, to strike out and name names. And that is what the liberals packed the ballot box to elect. Are you worried about you getting a fair count at the ballots? Are we losing fair and square, or are we losing because there is high crimes and misdemeanors afoot? Here's a comment by John Barr. The Yazidis are the Kurdish ethno-religious community representing an ancient religion that is linked to Zoroastrianism. They live primarily in Nineveh province. We said that already. These are the same people the former dictator of Iraq tried to exterminate before the U.S. entered the war with Iraq. Now it would seem that the ex-dictator will get his most treasured desire. More from Dreams of My Father. I ceased to advertise my mother's race at the age of 12 or 13 when I began to suspect that by doing so, I was ingratiating myself to whites, and that's Barry Sotero. Yeah, I would love to see his Harvard records. I would love to see what's under. Isn't it funny? A guy named, a private named Manning, got 200,000 top secret documents out of the Pentagon, was it? And a guy named Snowden got 1,200,000 top secret documents. And he took them to China first. And then he took them to Russia after China was finished cherry-picking them. Okay? So between the two of them, there's 1,400,000 documents. And we can't get one document out of Harvard. Are we up for the game? What do you think? So that woman cried and she pleaded in the parliament for her people. How sad. How sad. Okay, we'll jump for a tune. And then we'll come back and we'll chat some more. I've got 5 minutes and 45 seconds left. I'll give you the Platters. God is in all of these tunes.
Heaven on earth. That's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. I never can forget. time on earth. That's what you've made a heaven for you and I. A heaven for you and I.
Okay. We got a message from a blog from Walid Shubat. Walid Shubat is the voice of the Middle East, and he was a Muslim. He converted to Christianity. I think he's Egyptian. And here's his headline for tonight: ISIS releases new photos showing mass crucifixions, beheadings, and cruel executions. I started to tell you, I saw the ISIS people, and they were running like a whole town of men. They were running them out to execute them, and they were, each one had to have his hand on the other guy, and the guys were punching them as they were running. They were all going to get shot in about 5 minutes. The Shaitat tribe has a long, decorated history of fighting in Syria. Many on the ground in the east see them as the last remaining barrier to ISIS domination of Deir ez-Zor, which with its numerous oil fields is a key prize for the ISIS. It's all about oil, man. It's all about oil. That's what I started to tell you before about the Iraqis. I looked at the Kuwaitis. The Kuwaitis, there's only 2 million of them. They got future generation funds. They get paid for every kid they have. They get 10 or 15 grand a kid. When they get married, they get a $100,000 wedding gift. They have future generations funds. All of their expenses are paid. Medical is paid. They're living high on the hog, man. You have no idea how well off these people are. And it's all because of one product, oil. Iraq could have had the same thing. Look at all the money Saddam Hussein had. He had 13 palaces. He had 200 cars, probably a bunch of yachts. He had everything he wanted. He had his own bank. He could go get $1 million for the weekend. He had everything. He was the biggest fool in the world. He believed his own garbage. And I think this is what we got going here. But had the Iraqis come together when we came in and liberated them, that was the time to say, look, we got a good thing here. What Saddam used to take from us, we now have for ourselves. Let us. I even did a blog, and I put a cake. Cut the cake. Everybody gets a piece of the cake. And told them, go for it, man. Build your life. You can live as good as the Kuwaitis. The Kuwaitis are next door. Look how good. Look how great they got it. Look how they live. They're never in Kuwait. They're in London shopping, or all around the world. But you see, there's a mental barrier about the live and let live in this neck of the woods. The only country that ever had a successful revolution was us. And we are the spirit of freedom. We are the spirit of America. The communists will fill you full of crap every day and tell you you're nobody, you're no good. You know what? We don't even want you to have any trophies. From now on, everybody will get the same trophy. They're taking you down, man. They're breaking you down. And they're going to make you poor. And they're going to get rich on your back. This week's fighting was reportedly triggered by ISIS detention of 3 Shaitat tribesmen violating the agreement made between the two sides, in which the Shaitat said it would not oppose ISIS in return for the extremist agreeing to not attack its members. Shubat.com was able to obtain footage of what the ISIS does to captured tribesmen of the Shaitat, showing the horrific end of about 100 captives with crucifixions, beheadings, and shootings. Read more. Oh, there's another one. Benghazi Select Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy stabbed in the back by a Republican colleague. We'll read that next, unless I lose it.
Okay. Oh, man. It is sad to see these guys, old guys, middle-aged guys, young guys. They can't look. They can't look. They're all put in the back of a pickup truck. Not even been unloaded. They got their hands tied behind their back, tied with cord. Oh, man, the pickup truck is now full of heads only. What a bitch. What a bitch. Oh, and they're showing. They're showing the rest of the bodies without the heads. It is really sad. Following the Iraqi armed opposition seizure of Mosul on June the 10th and the subsequent capture of large areas of Nineveh, Salah al-Din and Tamim governorates, several Iraqi organizations have proclaimed their role in the fighting. Emerging as one of the most powerful opposition groups in the rebel offensive is the General Military Council for Iraqi Revolutionaries, and it is affiliated tribal militias, organized as the Military Council of Iraqi Tribal Revolutionaries. Man, this shit's going to go on for a long time. Word is trickling out of Mosul that the Iraqis are starting to chafe under the heavy-handed rule of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. There is much anger against ISIS for destroying a shrine to the biblical prophet Jonah. Residents actually gathered around Mosul's ancient learning minaret to prevent its destruction, too. In Mosul, it's blowing up of the Sunni mosque above the tomb of Jonah, as well as the destruction of at least 30 other Sunni and Shia shrines, has dismayed local inhabitants. They don't know who these guys are. Unbelievable. What we see in Syria and Iraq is the embryo of the Antichrist, which is composed of mixed nationalities and multitudes that fight anyone who wishes to fully melt, who refuses to fully melt. It's a war between God and Satan, in which God keeps us distinct through ethnicity, while the devil wants us to combine as one to be easily ruled. The concept is alluded to in Daniel 2:41, which points to the nature of the two materials, iron and clay, as being partly weak and partly strong, while it is correct to interpret this verse as an expression of the Greek-Roman empires, it is also true that verse 43 has another layer and is rarely addressed in full. And in that you saw the iron mixed with common clay, they will combine one with the other in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, even as iron does not combine with pottery. So they're throwing in religion, and there's a rabbi who's got something to say. It's really sad, man. It's really sad. And Obama blew the scene. He blew this scene big time. He got sissy-like. He had a little sissy fit. And when he couldn't get his way, he said he flipped the bird. And he's a great bird flipper. He flips the bird to the Americans all the time and to the Marine Corps. He loves to make them hold umbrellas. That's a real inside joke. Okay. Chairman Trey Gowdy is stabbed in the back by a Republican colleague. As a soon-to-be-released House Intelligence Committee report on the Benghazi attacks reportedly lets the Obama administration off the hook, concluding that there was no deliberate wrongdoing on the part of the administration. That's a goddamn lie. It's a lie to a teenager. It's a lie to a baby in a crib. A consequence of this is that Benghazi Select a Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy is being stabbed in the back by his Republican colleague who chairs the Intelligence Committee. Let's see what that's all about. Oh, I see who it is already. Let me see if I get this right. He's being stabbed in the back. The conclusion by the Intelligence Committee is music to the ears of stealth Muslim Brotherhood agents who have infiltrated the U.S. government. It also ignores the relationship between the maker of the Innocence of Muslim videos and Eric Holder's Justice Department at the time the video was produced, or his affiliation with at least one Muslim fundamentalist as a partner in crime. And then Walid Shubat's Shubat.com, a long ago confirmed. All of this says nothing about evidence published by Shubat.com that the filmmaker Nakula Basli Nakula is himself a Muslim, coupled with his role as a federal government informant. Such a reality would at least constitute the possibility of deliberate wrongdoing on the part of someone in the administration. Okay. So here's the rat. Though it can't be completely confirmed that the entire report is released, another dubious omission appears to be the avoidance of an already confirmed Egyptian connection to the attacks. So here's the rat. Committee Chairman Representative Mike Rogers, a Republican of Michigan. Here's a figure who should be at the top of the list of individuals House Select Committee on Benghazi's chairman, Representative Trey Gowdy, should depose, as Shubat.com has reported. As for the issue of Muslim Brotherhood infiltration, Rogers has a history of running interference for it. You go into his bank account and see how many rials and dinars there are there. All these guys are dirty. They're all taking money, and the country doesn't mean crap to them. All that matters is what's in their pocket. Like the Arabs have a saying, he only thinks of his stomach. He dismissed legitimate questions by Michelle Bachmann and insisted close Hillary Clinton advisor Yuma Abedin is an American patriot. Oh, man. That's the wife of Anthony Weasel, who voted to burn the flag. You want to hear a sad one? I never talk about this because it's too sad. Anthony Weiner voted to burn the flag, and he got endorsed by the fire department in New York City. And they got 343 flags representing 343 firemen that died. And I confronted somebody about it at a low level, and he said, that's politics. That is sad. And that's where we are. And that's how far down we are. Some details about the report have been released by committee member Mike Thompson, Democratic California. And then he goes into the details. Maybe I'll do the details. This is the article that girl incensed me about, where she said that the Republicans admit. What a bunch of propaganda. You know what? One of my shows, the title of the show is One Side Plays Nice and the Other Side Wins. We're in trouble. So I'm going to say sayonara for tonight, and we'll find your tune. And we'll give my heart to you.
Give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? Heart to you, will you give me all your love? that you'll be true to me. By the light that shines above, and will you fly with me when I'm sad? Oh, smile with me when I'm glad. Be sure. Please don't answer till you do. For when you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Walid Shubat is listing all of the deck that is stacked against Trey Gowdy, and it's going to be a tough fight, and it's going to be hard for Trey Gowdy to, I wish him well, I really do, because he is going to be the one flame that's burning, and everybody else is going to be trying to douse him. I'm going to save this, and I'm going to read it to you tomorrow night. I want to digest it. I don't trust Democrats from Michigan. Sorry. There's a lot of funnels there. Okay, have a good night, and may God keep us safe for one more day. Take care.